views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to dream on? Do you know how to fly high and soar among the clouds? Get ready to live adventurously, because the Laura Meeks Show starts now. Listen as Laura lifts you off the ground while teaching you how to fly high. Forget ground-level drama and be prepared to confront your dreams head-on as she encourages you to navigate towards your North Star and into what just might be the best life you've imagined. Dream on. Live adventurously on the Laura Meeks Show.
And here's my new intro. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bombs away. In seconds, three 500-pound bombs are going to hit the ground and dig a pickup-sized hole into the coral atoll that I'm flying over. Now, that is just a way to tell you about the things that I used to do in life and how I got into fly high living, because that used to be my job. I used to be a bombardier, and then I became a pilot in the Air Force. I'm bringing fly high living. That was adventure, and there's some very adventurous things that happen when you're living the fly high life and the life of adventure. And I thought, well, wow, then, you know, how would I explain what I did? Well, that's a good way to explain. And I'm really happy that you're here today. We got a good show going on. The title of my show today, the reason I started that one, the title of the show is Bombs on Target, Delivering Your Gifts and Your Talents. So one of the things that I do know is that you and I each have gifts and talents that we came to this earth to deliver. And the part of the challenge is A, figuring out what those gifts and talents are, and then delivering those bombs on target so that you can give the world the benefit of the stuff that you're working on. So today I've got a kind of a four-part series, as always. We got four segments, and I want to talk about, first, about perspective, how you can change your perspective and get your bombs on target. I want to talk about visioning and picking a destination. I've got some good little stories today to talk about. Then we're going to talk about the fear and doubt barrier and how to get past that, a couple of techniques on how to get past that. And then I want to end with a cute little story that I really like about how not to let people steal your dream. Because after all the work that we put in to building a life that we would love to live, we don't want somebody just to snatch it away. And that is part of the danger of what we're doing. But I can start with this. Sunday, when we were down at church, a new pastor is in teaching the really young kids, the junior youth group. And as part of his preparation, he's trying to think out, you know, how am I going to, what do I want to teach these little kids? And he dreams up the idea of Psalm 23, which starts out, the Lord is my shepherd. And that led him to this idea that, you know, life is, these kids are like sheep, and I'd be like the shepherd. So he's going to introduce this to his kids and see how that goes. So he's talking to the kids, and he's telling them about how in the olden days, you know, there were people whose job was to be shepherd, and they would work with the sheep. And the sheep were kind of challenged in that they weren't totally aware of all the things that were around them, and they wander away from each other. And so part of what a shepherd does is kind of keeps them all together and protects them from the wolves and the other dangers so that they don't get hurt. And he looks at the kids and he goes, you know, kids, you guys are like the sheep, right? You're new to earth, and you don't have all that much experience, and you're kind of like the sheep. So my question is, who's the shepherd? And one little Johnny chimes in and he goes, you know, what I was taught was Jesus is the shepherd. Well, that's kind of what he was hoping was they would choose him. So not to be deterred, he says to the kid, well, okay, so if Jesus is the shepherd, then, you know, like, who am I? And the little boy thinks about it, and he says, you know what? I think you're the sheepdog. perspective. And that's kind of how I want to lead into perspectives. Because, you know, part of the challenge, I think, that when we go out into the world, is how we look at the world in our mind is how it appears once it manifests itself. And so part of delivering your gifts and figuring out what your talents are is to kind of get a perspective on who you are and how you fit into the world. Now, a couple things. One is this: I live down here in Palm Springs. So that kind of perspective. I live down here in Palm Springs, and Palm Springs is in the desert, and it gets hot. But one of the benefits of the desert is we have 350 plus days of sun. So the question in life, you know, is this good or is this bad? What's your perspective? Well, I have to say, from my perspective, now that I put solar panels on my roof, 350 days of sun is like really great for me because I'm making all that electricity for free. Now, on the other hand, if you have skin cancer, 350 days of sun might not be such a great idea. So part of every situation that you deal with is going to be perspective. And if you've been in a relationship of any sort, you realize that there are two points of view. And when two people get together on what exactly is going on. I found a quote that I really like, and this is kind of a thing on perspective too. James Deacon said this: what you see depends not only what you look at, but where you look from. And that's really kind of where I'm going. It depends on where your mind and your body are when you're looking at something as to whether you think that it's good or bad. Now, part of the reason that I bring this up is because, excuse me a second, there is a story I want to tell you now that deals with perspective, and it's going to give us a little tool that we can use to deal with this perspective, because when stuff happens to you, how you view it is going to be how you react to it, and how you react to it is going to play out and how it plays out. So here's a question for you. Has anybody out there not ever been released from their job or let go from a job? I have. I'm sure if you've lived any amount of time, number of jobs, you're eventually going to get one that it's not going to work out. So here's where I'm coming from. Once you get that news, hey, I lost my job, where does your mind go? Now, I have to tell you, I was trained by some of the best worry wars in the world. And my background training is to go to the, oh my gosh, you know, I've lost my job. That means I'm not going to have money. How am I going to pay the rent? How are the kids going to go to school? Yeah, everything starts raining down, and you start taking your imagination, which is a good thing, and turning it into something challenging. So here's a great story. This comes from a friend of mine, Mary Morrissey, who's been a mentor to me over the last couple of years. And this is a story that happened to her and her husband early on. And I think it's a really good story to talk about how you can use perspective. So here's kind of the to-do. Mary and her husband were early in their life, and they had one child, and they were living. Mary was home taking care of the child. Her husband had a job. And on a Monday, he comes home and he says, "Hey, bad news, honey. My company's downsizing, and I'm losing my job." And now, again, I don't know about you, but my mind right goes like that whole thing about, oh, I'm losing my job, la 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 la. And as did theirs. But Mary had been mentoring when Jack Boland, and Jack had taught her this. He said, put your fear on hold. Put it pause. So this is the technique. Pause and reframe. Put your fear on pause. And in fact, make a date with your fear. So she and her husband got together, and they said, well, here's the deal. I'm going to go. We are going to worry, but not till Friday. In fact, on Friday morning, if nothing good happens, we are going to worry ourselves sick. Friday morning. But until then, we are not going to go down that path. We're going to, every time that comes up in my head, I'm going to go, I got it scheduled Friday. We'll talk to you Friday. Now, in the meantime, so that's the pause. Then here's the reframe. Here's the perspective. Now, the perspective was she and her husband wanted to sit down. She says, and what we're going to do is we're going to think of all the good things that are possible with this situation. And, you know, of course, you're thinking, good. All I can think of is bad. It's like, I know, but we're going to think of good things. So they sat down and they wrote down a list and they said, well, you know, I could get a better job. I could get more money. I could get a better boss. You know, there's a lot of good things. So he goes out and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and he's meeting with people with the idea that there's something good going to come out of this. On Thursday night, he comes home and here's what he says. He says, I just got a new job, and here's the deal. It's for more money. I have a great boss. It's in a new company. There's a chance for promotion, and here's the bonus. I've always wanted to ride my bike to work, and this job is so close that I don't have that long commute anymore. Now I have a chance to ride my bike. So there's what I want to leave you with in this little segment is that you want to reframe. We're going to pause and reframe, and that's how we can get through that. It's all part of perspective. When we come back, I want to talk about visioning, and because visioning ties into perspective, and that's the next thing we need to get our bombs on target. This is Laura Meek's Transformational Talk Radio. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert, and get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Back. This is Laura Meeks. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, and today we're talking about bombs on target, bringing your gifts and your talents to this planet, the one that we're on, so that you can do this, fly high living, living a life that you would absolutely love. And there's lots of interesting things. You know, one of the things I've always thought is if it was simple and easy, it surely is simple, but it's not necessarily easy. And then I think that's why Transformation Talk Radio is so powerful, is that there are a lot of different perspectives. We talked about that in the last section, a lot of different perspectives on what we can do. Part of this whole idea of bringing your talents and your gifts to the world is the next little piece of that is that we need a vision. We need to know where we're going. And the question always comes up is like, Laura, well, how am I going to find my talents? How do I know what I'm good at? Well, the short and simple answer is that this body thing that you came to Earth in has an internal meter, a little compass meter that tells you, if you're watching the video, tells you which direction to go. Now, part of the challenge is that there's a lots of information that you get when you're being trained in the early days from your parents and others on how not to trust that compass and how to do the things that they found that you need to do, the common things that work. But here's where the compass points. The compass inside you points to joy and happiness. So if you can pay attention to things that make you happy and joyful, then you know which direction to go. Now, the next part of that is that once you feel that feeling where you feel joy and happiness, then are you going to trust your compass to go that direction? That's a whole nother radio show that we can do on that. But in the short and easy answer is if you want to know what your talents and your gifts are, the short and easy answer is just write down all the things that you're joyful and stand back and look at it, and it will become apparent. Now, in some regard, that's like, well, Laura, you know, that's like way too simple. Isn't it more complex than that? The short answer is no, it's not really that complex. It does take a little bit of work. And I will tell you the thing that I absolutely love, you can't see it in my office, but I've gotten used to using butcher paper. Dr. Pad shared this with me early on, and I absolutely love it. So I bought rolls of butcher paper and I cut big hunks off, you know, 6-foot hunks, and I tape them to the wall. And so what I suggest is if you want to really get a clear picture, tape butcher paper to a wall someplace that you can go by every day, and get marker pens. I love colored marker pens. And then you start writing down all the things. Now, the thing that I worked with Pat on is we did in sections. So I did early youth, so like up to age 16, 18, things that were joyful and happy, camping, canoeing, going to camp, riding horses, all the things that I really enjoyed doing there. Then kind of middle life, like from your 20s to 40s, so what was really joyful then? And then after 40, what are the things that you may not be past 40. I'm a little past 40. So part of that is just writing down the things that you found out that are value to you. Because when you start looking at this list, and I did it for weeks, you know, because yeah, I'd look at canoeing, go, oh yeah, I remember I went canoeing on the camping trip. We went to Boundary Waters. Oh yeah, Boundary Waters. And then you get a whole new thing. And pretty soon you have a list of all the things that you really love. And it's from that list that you can understand where you need to go. Now, part of the reason I say that is that one of the things that happened to me in college, and it may have happened to you, or something like this may have happened. When I went to college, I decided to go in as a Spanish major because I had been to Spain. I loved being in Spain talking Spanish, so I thought that'd be great. When I got to college, I read a book by Abraham Maslow, and all of a sudden I thought, that's really cool stuff. I want to study psychology. I'm going to study psychology. Now, as a junior, all of a sudden I got junior jitters, and all of a sudden that you're going to have to earn a living started to come up. That's common area thinking, is like you're going to need a job. And so I was going to go up and change my business, my major to business. Thankfully, I met my philosophy teacher on the way, and he said, "Well, where are you going?" I said, "Well, I'm going to, you know, change my major." He goes, "Oh God, everybody's going to do that." He says, "Here's something to think about. All the best universities, all the Ivy League schools, Yale, Princeton, Harvard, they don't have any degree for business in undergraduate because they know that what you need to learn is how to think and write and speak. And so they don't teach that. That's a graduate level sort of thing." So he says, stick with what you love, because what you love is what you're going to spend time and effort on. And so that was kind of the important part. So I did. I stuck with what my philosophy teacher did, and I did graduate with my psychology degree. Now, excuse me for a second. One of the things a shameless plug, if you're having a hard time figuring out what your vision and where you want to go, and I do, excuse me, have a course, called Fly High Living, or Flight Plan for Life. It's a 4-week course that you can take, and our whole focus is to build a vision statement of where you're going to go. Because this ties into my next little story. So this is the story of Alice in Wonderland. So one of the adventures Alice had in Wonderland is that she was walking along, and she came to a Y in the road, and there was a tree in front of her, and she was trying to figure out, should I go to the left or should I go to the right? And so while she was thinking, all of a sudden this cat appears, the Cheshire Cat. And she looks up and asks the Cheshire Cat, says, "Hey, you know, which way should I go?" And the Cheshire Cat says, "Well, where do you want to go?" And she goes, "Well, I don't know. I don't really have a destination." And the answer is, then any road you take will get you there. So if you're on life, you know, one way to deal with life is to get to every Y in the road, flip a coin and go left or right, and then where you end up is where you end up. But that doesn't necessarily get you here to where you're leading a life that you really enjoy. Because again, if you look at your list, there are things that you prefer to do. And so those are the things that we want to work towards, and you need a destination. That's what the Cheshire Cat said. And in Fly High Living, unlike balloons, which do float in the wind and kind of aimlessly, when you fly airplanes, we actually file a flight plan, and we go from A to B. That's the whole point of doing that. And so one of the things that I recommend is you take that list and figure out the things that you like to do, and then work on some ideas of where you want to go. Now, along with that, one of the things that I will tell you, along with working on that list and figuring out where you want to go, is that if you're one of those people that have grown up in the "I have to get A's" syndrome, you're in this "I got to get it right" syndrome, I'm going to tell you, this is where the challenge kind of comes in. Part of what you got to get used to is the idea that this little meter that's inside, the joy meter that's telling you where to go, is you have to get used to the fact that that's giving you a direction in where you need to go for your next step. So yes, we do want to have a goal, and I teach people how to create a 2 or 3 year destination, a place that you want to get to in 2 or 3 years, because that's going to help guide you when your meter says go left or right. It's telling you how to get to those things. But what I will also tell you is you're not going to go, it's not like you're going to drive from the East Coast to the West Coast, you jump on an I-80 or I-40, and it's just a flat concrete road all the way out to the West Coast. It's not always that easy. Sometimes you're going to have to you know, go a little this way and go a little that way. But the meter is your joy. That's what you're looking for. Now, one of the things that I want to leave you with before we take a break is this idea that you can enhance how strong that meter is by keeping those ideas in your head. And I invented a thing called Lauricity. And this is a thing that I do in my seminars, and one of the things that I really think is a valuable tool. So I want to leave you with this tool called Lauricity, and this is how this works. What you do is you figure out a piece of the thing that you want to do, and I'll just use relationships. Maybe you dream of a great, healthy, romantic relationship. So to use Lauricity is the ability to verbalize the thing that you want and add emotion in so that you can feel where you're going. So in Lauricity, what I would do is if you're alone, I like in seminar, we do it with two people. If you're at home alone, then I often do it in front of a camera. So I record it so that I can look at it. And there's a reason, but if you look in a mirror or if you just say it, sometimes just saying it is enough to do. But what you want to do is you want to say, hey, I see myself in a wonderful relationship and it's going really well. I'm going on lots of dates and we bond. That's a kind of a short version of that. Now, here's why I say do that in front of a mirror, because if you're going, well, you know, I'm in a relationship, it's okay. Well, you know, it's good. That doesn't have a lot of emotion in it. And that's a cue to you that that's probably not the direction you want to go. So if it's me and we're talking about flying, we're jumping in the balloon, we go, oh, and then the power comes up and the air is hot and we're floating. Oh, that's excitement. And that is where you want to use your power of Lauricity. And if you need more on that, email me, Laura at Fly High Living. With that, we're going to take a short break here. But when we come back, the next thing I want to do is talk about fear and doubt, how they enter in the situation, how we can avoid getting stuck in that trap. So stick with us. This is Laura Meeks on Fly High Living and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, this is Laura Mace. Welcome back. Today we are bombs on target. So we're talking about fly high living, living the life that you would love. And to do that, then we have talked about in the first segment, perspective, second segment, we talked about vision building and finding a destination. And we learned a couple of techniques. In the first segment, we talked about the pause and reframe. In the second one, we talked about the idea of lyricity and verbalizing your goals with emotion so that you build that into your system. That's an important. But one of the things I found in doing this kind of work and living a life, because remember, I'm living a life too. I'm testing all of my things out on myself, and I only recommend things to you guys that I think that work really well for me, or things that I think might work for you so you have some tools to work with. So one of the things that I call this section bashing barriers, because fear and doubt are things that are going to creep in to your mind, and it is quite a challenge. And to let you know that I am as human as you, fear is part of my life as well. And I'm going to share a story that I often use in a keynote speech, because one of my trademarks as far as making changes is what I call major transformation. We're writing a book about the transformation that I made from being Lawrence, the macho Tom Cruise pilot guy, to Laura, the life coach that is in front of you now. And the challenge of making a gender transition or a gender presentation transition is very interesting. And when I was thinking about, well, did fear come in here? It's like, are you kidding me? You know what? You know how scary this is. So part of what I wanted to do is take you to a spot where fear was really readily apparent. And I use this example a lot, because if you understand part of the bombs on target, fly high living was because my first desire in the world was to fly airplanes for a living. And so from age 15 to age 30, I was working hard on that goal. And by age 30, I had actually achieved it. And this is my lead into fear. So you got to kind of understand. For me, I really kind of felt like I was, I used two examples. One, that I climbed the ladder of success. So however, you know, how many stories high that ladder is, I felt like I had climbed that. The other example I like to use is as if I'm standing on the top of the building of success, it's 10 stories high. And think about what I had achieved by that time. I mean, at age 30, I was a tall, white, male, college-educated pilot and bombardier, elite in the Air Force. There were no windows of opportunity that would be closed to me at that level. So as I'm standing on that 10-story building, looking out over the land, it all looks really good from where I'm at. And it was a very satisfying place to be, having climbed up there for 15 years it was a really good place. But where fear comes in is that standing on top of that building, imagine what it would look like to look over the edge and ponder jumping off. I'd say, why would you jump off? You climbed up to the top of this building. Why would you jump off? Well, it's not so much that I wanted to jump off. It's just like I felt like I was going to be pushed off and that I was going to fall 10 stories to the ground and land at the very bottom. And the reason was is because 2 years after getting to the top of the building at age 32, I got a diagnosis or a realization that I was transgender. Now, here I am, married, 3 kids, super career going in the Air Force, and then all of a sudden then I come to the realization that I'm transgender. And then somehow, some way, I'm going to move from Tom Cruise over to here. How am I going to do that? Now, talk about fear. Wow. That's why I say that. To me, it felt like I was looking down from a 10-story building and I felt like I was going to be pushed off that building. That's how fearful it was. Because here's what I learned after doing a little research about what this issue was. It turns out that anybody, well, first of all, I'm in the military, and that's, I mean, this is long before Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and even being gay would have gotten kicked out. Transgender, they wouldn't have had any idea how to fathom transgender in the military. So that wasn't going to be possible. And I knew that if we had told anybody, that I would have lost everything. All the work that I had done to get up to become a pilot would have been lost if I had let that secret out. So yeah, there is a ton of fear in that situation. So then the question is what are some of the tools that we can use to deal with that? Because you are going through something right now. Everybody goes through change, and some changes are bigger than others. This one was kind of a big one. But I've been through a lot of other challenges in life. And so this comes up as a recurring issue, is how are you going to fix that? If you remember the losing the job issue was, oh my gosh, you know, your imagination starts going into, what if I lose my job? I'm going to lose all these things. That is fear running through your mind. So how are we going to stop that? Now, we did learn the one technique already, which was pause and reframe. So we already know that one. And that one is a helpful tool. But the second helpful tool that I found in this situation is meditation. Now, I've had some experience in meditation. I want to share some of that with you, because here's kind of, you've been in this situation. So I want you to think back to when fear starts to grip you, or if you're in that right now, fear starts to grip you. All of a sudden, your mind starts to go into what I call the monkey brain. All of a sudden, you're thinking, and you're using an incredible tool. All of us have been given the tool of imagination. The challenge is that most of us have been trained very ardently on how to use imagination in the wrong direction, how to imagine the worst thing that can happen. And we even have a phrase for it. What's the worst that could happen? Well, that's using that in the wrong direction. So what we want to do is change the direction. But here's the challenge. To change the direction, somehow you're going to have to stop the monkey mind. When you get really good, you know, I'm guessing that if you're on the high end of using techniques, is that you could experience fear and then just block it and move straight into imagining the good. But for most of us, we need a middle spot. And that middle spot is your use of meditation, because the meditative mind is the way that you slow this down. So here's a couple techniques that I found interesting. And there are more advanced techniques, but I just want to give you some basic ideas of things that have worked for me. By far and away, the best thing that I have learned, and I've tried a lot of different, I'll mention some of the other ones, but for me, my best tool is to sit down in a chair in a quiet room and talk about or think about breathing in and breathing out. So I like to concentrate on breathing in through my nose if I'm not in allergy season, and then breathing out through my mouth. And believe it or not, one of the things that I was taught, and this may be an advanced piece for you, think about the temperature of the air going in versus the temperature of the air going out. It's a very subtle difference, but it helps focus on what you're doing. Now, the other is challenge, and the reason that we want to learn this is because to go from that fearful, imaginative thought into basically calm, then that allows you to move into the imagination of what could happen in a positive side. And so I do find that using breathing is good. A couple other ideas. I've heard people that listen to the air conditioner going through the vent is happy. Using a fan is sometimes helpful, listening to that constant thing. But here's an analogy that I think is really helpful and I think will help you. I like this idea is that if you imagine in your mind, you're going to think thoughts. Thoughts are going to come in. Even if you're thinking about, you know, the fan or something, thoughts are going to come in. So I like this idea. Imagine you're sitting on the side of a road and you're watching cars come and go. That's like your thoughts in your brain. So imagine you're sitting on the side of your road in the brain. And when the thought comes in, you recognize it. Here comes a thought about my son and his grades at school, and there it goes out the other side. And so if you can kind of keep yourself separate from those thoughts and then go back to thinking about your breathing, then that technique will help slow your mind down. Now, I like closing my eyes. Some people like using their eyes open. And so one of the things that I find, if you like your eyes open, is watching a candle flame. Now, a regular candle works really good. If you have a match and you want to light a candle, that works really good. I have found in our store at our center, and you can get these online, there are battery-powered candles with a little flap that flickers like on a magnet. I have to tell you, it looks so real, and it's battery-powered to last forever. That's another great way to do that. So all of that, so once fear comes in, now we want to use pause and reframe and use meditation. Now, there's lots of other methods, and I'll go into some of those using beads and some other ideas, but I think that will get you started. When we come back, when we're on Transformation Talk Radio, the last thing I want to tell you is how to keep people from stealing your dream, because now that you've done all this work in this meditation, we want to be able to keep our dream in front of us. That's coming up. Laura Meeks, Transformation Talk Radio. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedman's Breakthrough Program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedman's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedman enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit theempowermentsolution.com and find out how his Breakthrough Program can help you transform your life.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
I like that. As a drummer, I like the landing of the drummer. Hey, welcome back. This is Laura Meeks. I'm on Transformation Talk Radio. This is where we learn how to fly high and live a fly high life, which to me means is the best life that you can create doing the things that you absolutely love to do that are using your gifts and talents. So today we're bombs on target using my flying analogy and my old job. We're going to bring our gifts and our talents to this world. And to do that, we talked about the perspective and the vision and how to beat some of the fear back with a couple of techniques to include meditation, which is a great way to slow down long enough so you can get a grip on what you're doing and start using your imagination in the right way. But here's one final little challenge for the day. So here you go through this whole thing where you listen out on butcher paper all the things that you really love to do. You figure out the thing that you really want to do in life. You start aiming for that. You build a vision plan and you write it down. You do lyricity, which means you're verbalizing it every day with emotion so that it sinks in and you're headed in the right direction. Everything is seemingly going. You've got a grip on it. And then you explain this thing that you're doing to your friend. And you say, yeah, you know, I've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, and Laura Meeks, she's so great. She taught me all this stuff. And now I'm doing it, and it seems to be working. And your friend looks at you, and she says, you know what? I tried that. That doesn't work. Crush. There goes your dream. It's very easy in this world to have somebody snatch your dream away from you, because it does take a certain amount of effort and focus to get your brain thinking in the right direction. And again, I love this challenge of the paradigm is that we come to this world, we get taught by our parents and our teachers on how the world works. But one of the things I've realized is that's just kind of the beginning knowledge that you need. And then as you launch after high school and you go out into the world, you got to actually make some changes in your thinking so that you can realize and fly high. Now, again, part of that is that we've all been, part of my philosophy is, and we've talked about it today, do what you love, because that's why you have the butcher paper. Figure out what you love to do. Your little meter is telling you which way to go and you're going to follow those steps. But it's real easy, if you're not careful, if you're not steeled and practiced in this, to have somebody that you really love, your parents, your friends, your teachers, your mentors, come and say, no, that's not going to work. And then it dissolves. So how do we steel ourselves against that? And a lot of it is just realizing that that's a possibility and realizing this is perspective. Realizing the perspective is these people are not trying to harm you. They're trying to protect you, but they don't know what you know. And so it's hard for them, given their normal training, to understand the things that we're doing. And so it is somewhat challenging to keep that on your mind. So part of what I want to leave you with today is a story. Because I have it took me 15 years to get to pilot training and to get that goal. I've faced a lot of these times where people said, you know, you should give up. It's been 10 years. You know, you're not going to make it. You're getting too old. You're too young. You know, there's all these reasons that it won't work. But I do know that if you just keep marching towards it, that you're going to get to it. So I came across this story and I'm going to read it to you. Because I think I haven't quite memorized it with the emotion that I want to give it to you, because the details are in the story. So here's how this story goes. Now, this is actually a true story. This is kind of what makes it impact me, because every time I tell it, it really connects. You'll see at the end, it connects me. But this is a story by Jack Canfield. So Jack Canfield was the guy who wrote the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And Jack has his own story. And as Jack sold those books, and he started doing retreats out here in the LA area, and he would take people over to this a ranch where this guy, a friend of his, lives. And his friend's name is Monty Roberts. And so one day while they were having a seminar, Monty got up and he said, "Hey, you guys need to hear a story." And Jack said, "Okay, you know, step in and tell your story." So here's the story that Monty told. He said, Monty says, "I want to tell you why I let Jack use this house for his seminars. It all goes back to a story about a young man who was the son of an itinerant horse trainer who would go from stable to stable, racetrack to racetrack, farm to farm, ranch to ranch, training horses. Now, this trainer had a son, and as a result of this movement all the time, the boy's high school career was continually interrupted. Now, when this boy was a senior, he was asked to write a paper about what he wanted to do when he grew up. And so he came home, and the thing about this, that night he wrote a 7-page paper describing his goal of someday owning a horse ranch. And he wrote about his dream in detail. This is what I was telling you about drawing your vision statement. He drew it out in detail. He drew a diagram of the 200-acre ranch showing the location of all the buildings, the stables, and the track. Then he drew a detailed plan of the 4,000-square-foot house that he was going to build on this 200-acre ranch. He put his heart and soul into this paper, and the next day he handed it in to his teacher. 2 days later, he received his paper, and on the front of the paper was a big red F and a note that said, "See me after class." Now, the boy went with his paper to see the teacher, and he asked, "Why did you give me an F on this paper?" Now think about this. So the teacher at the time, common thinking, the teacher said this: "This is an unrealistic dream for a young boy like you. You have no money. You come from an itinerant family. You have no resources. Owning a horse ranch is going to require lots of money. You have to buy land, you have to pay for the original breeding stock, and you have to pay for the large stud fees. There's no way you could ever do it." The teacher then said, "Hey, if you rewrite it and make it more realistic, I can give you a new grade." So the boy went home and he thought about it long and hard. He asked his father, "What should I do?" And his father said, "Son, I can't tell you what to do. You're going to have to make this choice on your own. This is an important decision." So after sitting on it for a week, the son takes his paper back with no changes. And he hands it to the teacher and he says, "You can keep the F and I will keep my dream." Now, Monty then turned to the group and he said, I tell you this story. This always gets me. I tell you this story because you're sitting in my 4,000 square foot home in the, in the middle of my 200 acre ranch. This was his house and he had the paper framed over the fireplace. He did not let somebody steal his dream. And I'm going to leave you with that. If you want to live the fly high life, you want to get the right perspective, have a great vision, deal with fear, and don't let anybody steal your dream. This is Laura Meeks. Go out and make it a great week. I will see you here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You've been listening to The Laura Meeks Show. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course, where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.